This is Earth and Sky. Lately, we've asked experts in the sciences and humanities what it means to live in a human world.
Here's an answer from B.L. Turner, professor of environment and society at Clark University.
The question of what is or ought to be humankind's relationship with nature is one of the great questions confronting humanity, and one that, by and large, the science world, social science, science humanities world, has avoided.
They've avoided it, he said, because science has worked by reducing complex systems to simple descriptions. So in the past, for example, ecologists might have tried to study how a forest functions apart from human influence.
Now that's changed. A forest ecologist now has to acknowledge human impacts such as climate change, recreation, mining, and fire suppression.
And the flip side is also true. Scientists are realizing that human biology, culture, and history are all linked to the natural world.
To tackle certain kinds of questions about what is and ought to be our relationship with nature requires us to understand that people and nature are intimately intertwined. Not many people have said that, but the modern code for it is the coupled human-environment system.
For more perspectives on the human world, visit us at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.